Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina and Duke fans are wondering, could this season be 2010 all over again? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. It's way too early to tell, but the Tar Heels look like they are caught short on talent, and the Blue Devils have a smart, veteran, together team devoid of superstars. Sound familiar? That's how the 2010 season panned out, so it's easy to draw such a comparison after the first month of games. If you recall, Carolina's collapse in 2010 was mind-boggling. Sure, the Heels lost four stars off their last national championship team, but starting center Deion Thompson and sixth man Ed Davis returned, plus a pretty good supporting cast. Maybe not a Final Four team, but certainly no surprise that the Heels won 11 of their first 14 games. Then came that horrid loss at College of Charleston, where Carolina blew a double-digit lead in the second half. From that point, it was 8-13 and an NIT bid. Does the current Tar Heel team look better or worse than that? Certainly not as experienced or talented, but it does seem to have good chemistry and some younger players willing to learn. For example, after eight games, I think freshman Bryce Johnson should be in the lineup most of the time because he is the best potential low-post player we have. Skinny, but smooth, with a nice shooting touch around the basket. Duke, on the other hand, is off to the same fast start that most Mike Krzyzewski teams have. This one is remindful of 2010, when the Blue Devils started four seniors and a junior and developed into one of the smartest, if not most gifted, teams in the country. Of course, the season ended with a great draw in the NCAA tournament and a dream drive to the national championship. Seniors Seth Curry, Ryan Kelly, and Mason Plumlee are no John Shire, Kyle Singler, and Nolan Smith. But because Duke has so many good outside shooters and an improved Plumlee at the post, this is a hard group to guard. The 2010 team won it from the perimeter, with Lance Thomas and Brian Zubek doing the grunt work inside, and they all stayed healthy through March. My opinion is that Carolina will improve as the season progresses and win enough games to make the big dance, unlike 2010. And as well as Duke is playing right now, Curry nursing shin splints and the team lacking the star power of the 2010 champs will make it a very good, but not great, season for the Blue Devils. This is Archansky. See ya.